Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. Rav to Simon Sadi, Tei Be'ez Hashem will do Si'if Ches and Tes. The Shulchan Aruch says, Osir Lavor Chutz Lebeis HaKnesses B'tzad She'a Pesach Pasuach Bo B'Shash Hetzim Mispalim. You're not supposed to walk by a shul, by the front door of the shul, when they're davening. Why? Mipnei Shenire Kekofer Kevin Chenu Nichnas Lispalim. It looks like you're a koyfer. Everyone's davening and you're not going in to daven with them. This applies if davening Shemana Esrei, the Mishpura adds on Kriya Shema or Psukkah de Zimra. However, there are many exceptions, and because of the exceptions, in our day and age, this halacha really does not apply very often at all. The Shulchan Aruch continues, Vimnose Masui, Oh, Lovesh Tfilin, Oh, Yesh Beis HaKnesses Acher Be'ir, Oh, Yesh Beis HaKnesses Pesach Acher, or the Mishpura adds on another minion, then it's mutter. Or you're wearing tefillin. Obviously, if you're wearing tefillin, it shows you have the Ol Malchuso on you. Or there's another shul. Or there's another door to the shul. Or there's another minion later. So if you do any of these things, then it's mutter, because lo yavo l'chashto, they're not going to come to suspect you that you're kaifer and Hashem and you're just not davening. Okay, so iftes. Shulchan Aruch says, Yishtadel Adam Lispalo Bebeis HaKnesses Im HaTzibur. A person should make an effort to daven in shul with the Tzibur. Vimu Anus, but if you can't, Ein Yachol Lavo Beis HaKnesses. If a person is very weak, or if he's sick, he can't go to shul. Then Yechavim Lispalo B'Shoh She'at Tzibur Mispalim. So then you want to daven at the same time as they daven on shul. If for some reason you can't go to shul, so at least try to daven at the time that they're davening in shul. Then your tefillah it connects to their tefillahs to a certain degree as much as you can. And the Shulchan Aruch concludes, and what if a person wasn't able to daven at the time they daven in shul with the tzibur, and he's davening b'yachidus? Af al pichen yisfal b'beis kenesses. You should try to daven in the shul. The Mishtabura says, "Humakam kavur li kedusha l'tfilasam iskabel l'sham yoser." You have a better chance of your tefillah being accepted, davening in a makam kadosh, like in a shul. The Mishtabura adds on that if he's a Talmud Chacham, and there's a chshash of chil Hashem, people will see that he comes so late to shul, so then yispal bebeiso. But an ordinary person, this could happen sometimes, that if you live near a shul, for some reason you missed everything, it's better to go daven in shul, your tefillah is more readily accepted. But now the Mishtabura points out there are really two separate ideas here. One is to daven in a shul, and one is to daven with a tzibur. Let's say you could have a minion at home. The Mishpura says still you should try to daven in a minion in the shul. Oh, and why daven always with a tzibur? So the Mishpura says, Mipnei she'ena kadosh baruch hu moeis b'tfilas ha-tzibur. Chazal tell us, Hashem answers the tefillah of the tzibur. You have a better chance of your tefillos being accepted. Rav Shechter Shlita says that a person who doesn't daven in a tzibur, so he's showing that he doesn't really have emuna in the koach of tefillah. Because if you accept what Chazal say, that the tefillah is more accepted when it's b'tzibur, and you believe that, and you believe tefillah has a koach, then obviously you would daven in shul. Apparently you don't really have emuna in either with the koach of tefillah or in what Chazal say. It's a very strong, simple idea. Oh. The Mishnah discusses if one shul is bigger with more people, so if there's an inyan of davening, Barova Madras Melech. But then he says, if there's a lot of bilbul, there's more confusion there, and it's not as easy to daven, so then you would daven in a place, in the smaller shul. Well, normally people find a shul where they're comfortable davening, where they can have the most kavanah. Now, what does it mean to daven with a minion? So the Mishtabura says to daven tefillah shmona esrei with the minion together. It doesn't just mean that you hear kaddish kedusha; it means davening shmona esrei together. Well, this means that. The standard pshat people say is that as long as the tzibur is still in the first bracha, and you start, that is still called tefillah b'tzibur. Well, Rav Nevensal Shlita quotes that others say that as long as people of the tzibur are davening Shmoneh Esrei and you start, that's also called tefillah b'tzibur. And there is a view like that, but it's certainly better to start davening with the tzibur, at least literally together, or at least when the tzibur is in the middle of the first bracha, and you start. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Tshuvas Radbaz the following case: the guy's in jail, and he's given the prince or the king says you have one day to get out of jail to daven. To get out of jail, you can go to shul if you want. Which day should he choose? The Radbaz says, take that day. Take it right away. And the rule is, if you have a mitzvah baliyadcha al tachmitzena, don't wait. Maybe there's a Yom Kippur is a bigger day, Purim is a bigger day. Don't wait. And take it right away. There are rachmanim who argue, but the Mishnah Berurah says that you should, quotes the view of the Radbaz, you should grab the first chance that you get. Well, if you're anus, the Mishnah Shulchan Aruch says, and you can't come to shul, so try to daven when the shul davens. Well, now the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's an onus mamon, some sort of financial loss, so then you can daven b'yechidus b'beiso. But because of Menias Revach, you can't. Menias Revach means you're going to lose profit. If you're going to lose money, then you're allowed to daven at home. If it's a question of not gaining an extra Revach, so then that's not a reason to, then you're not, that's not a reason to not daven in shul with the minyan. And he quotes a story here from one of the Achronim, the one time he was going to shul, and he was on his way, and somebody came up and said, I have a big financial deal for you. Avonim Tovos. And he wanted to go with him at home to clinch the deal. He says, no, you have to wait till after shul. I can't go it now. And afterwards, the guy sold it to somebody else who made a big profit. And this gaon was Samach Simcha Gedola. Hishrich Minegan Mamon Rav Avor Tfilah Sibur. He lost out this huge profit because of Tfilah B'Tzibur. And he was very, very happy. Well, then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from earlier Achronim that you should have a knas in the city. People that don't come to shul, assuming the Rabbanim have the ability to do this, you have to come to shul. You have to come to shul and you give a knas, and the rich people get a bigger knas that they have to come to shul. Well, so again, if a person is going to lose money, then he's allowed to daven b'yechidus at home. To avoid that, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, to avoid that loss. The poskim point out that obviously you should try to organize your day not to do this. You want to get tefillah b'tzibur. You're not getting the koach of tefillah b'tzibur if you do that. And often there might be an earlier minyan that you can work out to do this if you go to sleep a little earlier. So certainly, even if a person has quote unquote a heter, still, he's supposed to try to get the mila of tefillah b'tzibur and not rely on this. Well, now regarding what's called tefillah b'tzibur, I just wanted to add two things. So, again, the Mishnah Berurah says it's 10 people davening together, and that's quoting from the Chai Adam. And a lot of Achronim take that very literally. You have to have 10 people davening together. However, it's very interesting to note that if you look in the Rambam, in Perikles Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Daled, the Achronim point out that the Rambam really sounds like that if you have 10 people there in the shul, all in the room together, and 6 are davening Shmoneh Esrei, that's also called Tefillah B'Tzibur. For a long discussion of this, Rav Moshe discusses it in Igros Moshe Cheok Aleph, Simen Kafches, Kaftes and Lamed. And a lot of Achronim hold this way. So therefore, sometimes if you're stuck, this happens sometimes in real life, if you're stuck and you can't get 10 for the minyan, but you can get 6, and there are 4 of the people there who davened already, then you should do that. And certainly, according to many opinions, you're still getting tefillah b'tzibur. Oh, now what if you're davening a different tefillah than the tzibur is davening? So the Mishnah Berurah writes that as far as the halacha goes of davening at the same time as they daven in shul, if you're davening musaf when they're davening shachris, that's not called davening at the same time. Oh, but the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're davening, let's say, musaf in the shul at the same time they're davening shachris, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's mikri tefilas hatzibur, that's called tefilah b'tzibur. There's a discussion in the poskim nowadays, you know, whether we accept that, that's a machlokes, but certainly the Mishnah Berurah says, and others say it as well. And therefore, if it works out that you come late to shul or something, if you can daven Shmoneh Esrei X, while they're davening Shmoneh Esrei Y, certainly you should do that to get the mila tefilah b'tzibur. Okay, we'll stop here.